The college football conversation continues this weekend, and we are going to center around the Big Ten Conference. So joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loans Studios, who is with us each and every week with our Under the Helmet segment, is the former defensive standout at the University of Nebraska, the double nickel, number 55, and that, of course, is Jason Peter. And Jason, I can just imagine how many strong opinions you've got about the Huskers and what went down last weekend. How are you doing?
Well, better than the team, but it's a sad, sad town and state to live in right now. It hasn't been this bad since 2007, Bill Callahan's last year, after Oklahoma State came in. It was homecoming. It was the 1997 National Championship team reunion that was out on the field, and Oklahoma State just came in and crushed Nebraska. I think they ended up with 45-0 or something like that crazy, but that's the type of feeling that's going on right now. People are embarrassed. They're embarrassed at the way this program is being handled, in particular the football team. They're upset at the performance and the effort that's being given. They're upset with the head coach. They're upset with, you name it. People are just upset right now.
Jason, why are you guys struggling and not having a level of consistency there?
Well, I think it all starts with the head coach. I think, in terms of a personality of your team, I think usually they take the personality or a good portion of the traits that the head coach puts out there. And I just think, Bo, it's like you never know which guy you're going to get at a press conference. Turns out this whole time with Taylor Martinez, it was turf toe, or it wasn't turf toe, but they told us for the past 5-6 weeks that it was turf toe. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor Martinez in the post-game interview says, oh, by the way, it's not turf toe. We just decided we were going to tell you guys that because I don't know why, is pretty much his answer. And people are looking, at Bo like, really? This is what, you're lying about injuries. It's one thing if you go out there and you win championships. Then people deal with, your little kind of nuances here and there. But when you put performance, you put a team out like that, like you did against Minnesota, I mean, it's Minnesota, and you take your hat off to those guys as they battled their tail off. They got the whole thing going with their head coach, Jerry Kill. I'm sorry. There's no planet, there's no earth, there's no day, month, year, you name it, when Minnesota, this day and age, should beat Nebraska. Even if things are going horribly wrong for you, somehow or another, you need to find a way to win that football game. And those kids, they don't know how to win. But this is what's expected. You have so many young guys in the front seven. I said at the beginning of the year, for people that think this defense is going to be successful, I said, you're crazy. You're asking these young kids, whether true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, young sophomores, to go out there, especially on the line of scrimmage, and be successful against, senior offensive tackles or junior, redshirt junior offensive guards, whatever it may be. It's just, it's a man, it's a young man, as a redshirted junior or senior playing against a boy who's, 17 years old, fresh out of high school. It's a mismatch.
Well, Jason, the debate definitely rolls on about the future of Bo Pelini and the state of Huskers football. Jay, we appreciate you coming on, and we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
A very special thank you to Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment and all of our guests in our lineup. Kevin Harlan with TNT breaking down the NBA. The season is finally here. Nate Jackson, former Denver Bronco, of course, his brand new book, Slow Getting Up, the story of NFL survival from the bottom of the pile. And Gary Pomerantz talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Christine Brennan with USA Today and Fran Zimnick. Be sure and join us each and every weekend right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and join us online at eradiosports.com. You can email us at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. We will see you next week.